radio check. This is N4ZLK Mobile. Good morning.
Good morning. Do you normally frequent any of the Greenville repeaters? Over.
Usually on this one, I work for UPS. I'm out and about all day in a tractor trailer, and I'm usually on this repeater. Over.
Form. I monitored this channel, this repeater, and I have a radio show, so I was trying to glean what was going on during the storm in the early days. Is there a list of frequencies where I could listen to fire and EMS and use one of my other walkies as a scanner for that? Over.
I think most everybody's gone to digital. Most of the emergency services, they're on a digital 800 megahertz frequencies now. I think Greenville County Sheriff might still have one or two that they use, but I don't have them on hand at the moment. There's some websites that will list the frequencies, I couldn't tell you what it is. If you just search, Google the Greenville County or whichever one you're looking for, you might be able to come up with a list of frequencies. I know there are people that have them, but I don't have it, and I know a lot of it's gone to digital, like I said, so it's hard to copy on an analog radio.
Break.
Is that LK?
KE2TXJ. Yeah, they're all on 700 megahertz trunked digital, so unless you have like a $1,000 scanner, that's the only way you're going to hear them. Greenville County, all of their services are on 700 megahertz trunk now.
I guess I might have to call Hobart Lewis and ask him if he would be willing to loan me something over.
That might work.
Break. Hey, this is KI4TZZ. Uniden makes a scanner you can pick up on eBay or somewhere like that for about $500, SDS 100 or an SDS 200. If you're looking for Greenville County, they're all on Palmetto 800 system. Is that what you're looking for, or what county are you looking for?
Greenville County. During the storm, I was monitoring this, and I do a radio show, and I was trying to glean what news I could. Except for the power companies, nobody was really telling me anything. When I would call Hobart, he would tell me, and all the sheriffs talked to me. But I wasn't able to do anything that was like breaking news to keep everybody up to date. I'd like to do that next time. Over.
Yes, sir. The entire county, Highway Patrol, they're all on Palmetto 800. And most of them do not use encryption. Pickens County is on Kenwood Next Edge now. And Spartanburg's on Palmetto 800. And if you need to, I can get you where all that stuff's at.
To call Hobart Lewis and see if he has anything he might would let me borrow. We've talked about that before. I was going to be one of his reserve deputies. I just don't have the time to do all of the schooling that I would have to do it. But I'm just looking for the next time the grid goes down. I'm sure there's going to be a next time. Aren't you? Over.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. The problem with it is there's user fees associated with each subscriber unit, so it gets kind of expensive.
At the bridge, I guess I have to cross when I come to it. At least I can find out. Over.
Yes, sir. Radio Reference is a good place for most of their talk group IDs.
Everybody listening, the next time the grid does go down, I do a show on WORD called Straight Talk with Bill Brady. And in the last go-round, I was trying to get the best news I could, and I was listening to this repeater. And that's how I knew all the stuff that was going on, and that's why I went ahead and got my ham license, just because of all the work that was done on this repeater. So just everybody out there, be advised, I will be leaning on you the next time this comes up. Over.
Yes, sir. Now, most of Greenville County, if it's still on there on Broadcastify, you can hear pretty much everything that's going on over there.
I will go and look at that. I appreciate the information. KQ4, Yankee Charlie India, clear. Thanks, guys.
Yes, sir. This is KF4TZZ. N4ZLK. All you got to do is ask. There's always somebody listening. N4ZLK, mobile clear.